One of the biggest changes the United States women's soccer team has seen is the style of play under new head coach Pia Sundhage. She wants her team to control the ball and dictate tempo more. The 48-year-old is the first ever foreign-born person to coach the national team and only the second woman. Before taking the job last November, Sundhage was familiar with many of the U.S. players as she was a head coach in the WUSA, the now-defunct U.S. Professional Women's Soccer League. At last year's Women's World Cup in China, she was an assistant on the Chinese coaching staff. For the Beijing Olympics, Sundhage named seven players who were not part of the team during last year's disappointing third-place finish at the Women's World Cup, and she selected three to their first roster for a senior national team. Sundhage has tried to infuse some of her Swedish style into the team's game plan and told VOA Sports she is happy with the way her players have adjusted to both her and her style.
You know, it seems like they love it. Well, they like it at least, and it seems like me, so that's a good start. Then the fact that they're interested and they're curious about this new Swedish style, whatever you want to call it, that makes it so much easier. So I'm brave, I want to make some changes, and they are very brave because it seems like they want to follow the coaching staff.
Co-captain Kate Markgraf, one of two players from the 1999 Women's World Cup Championship team, is making her third trip to the Olympics, and she told VOA what it's like to play for Sundhage.
Pia brings a sense of calm, she brings a sense of confidence, and she wants to play beautiful soccer, and that's what she's trying to teach us how to do, and she's doing that by possession-oriented play.
Although Markgraf and Christy Rimpone are co-captains, it is clear that Abby Wambach is the offensive star for the U.S. soccer team. She scored four goals at the Athens Olympics, including the game winner in the gold medal match against Brazil. Through 125 international games played, the 28-year-old Wambach has scored 99 goals. Wambach told VOA it's an honor to play for her country.
Not only is it just about soccer, it's about national pride and it's about a culture. And I know all the other countries that are competing for a medal are feeling the same way. And, you know, you want to make your people proud and you want to make them proud to say that they're an American. So I hope that we do that every time we step on the field because we play with integrity, honor, and we really try to leave everything that we have out in the field to show the rest of the world how much we do care about this country.
The third place finish for the top-ranked U.S. women at the 2007 World Cup came as a surprise and brought some controversy to the team. Though she had started the previous four games, goalie Hope Solo was benched for the semifinal game against Brazil in favor of a more experienced but much older Brianna Scurry. The U.S. lost that game 4-0, and Solo made some comments criticizing then-coach Greg Ryan's decision that was also indirectly critical of Scurry. Under Sundhage, things have been patched up and Solo is back as the clear number one goalie for the United States. Markgraf insists that the controversy is a thing of the past.
I think that was something that happened, and it was in 2007, now it's 2008, and if we hadn't learned anything from that, then I would say it's still going on, but we learned a lot, and thankfully we're through that.
The USA is back as the world's number one ranked women's soccer team and goes into the Beijing Olympics as the favorite to win the gold. Coach Sundhage understands the expectations, but realizes that no victory will come easy.
I'd say there are 5-6 teams that could win the gold medal, and U.S. is one of these teams. And the way we've been playing, I'm very happy about that. We changed certain things, and we are going the right road to the Olympics, I think.
The U.S. women's soccer team opens their 2008 Olympic play against Norway on August 6, 2 days before the Beijing Summer Games official opening ceremonies. This is Chris Cox, VOA Sports.